financial expert and lecturer at the Finance Department, University of Ghana, Dr. Lord Mensah, says until the right structures are put in place, it will be difficult to rope the informal sector into the tax net. Speaking to Radio Ghana on concerns raised by individuals and industry players on the numerous taxes imposed on goods and services, Dr. Mensah indicated that the few people in the formal sector are overburdened with taxes due to the lack of systems to track the informal sector.
For taxes, there is a problem. If you go to other parts of the world, if you capture people into the tax net, you don't necessarily, most of it, have to go to their sources or their workplace or their houses. But then you realize that if you're able to have very good financial system, where the financial system is in such a way that it's able to bring in the informal sector into the savings and then into investment, then you can tax those investments. And when you tax them, and in a way, you are getting to the informal sector, because we live in a country where our address system is ineffective. Identification is a problem. So if you really want to get these people, then we have to make sure that we get them through other means. And normally, you can get them through the investment that they do with the bank, the investment that they do with other financial institutions, and where you can tax the interest or the kind of investment they do. You can tax the principal in a way if it gets to a certain level. So there are so many means that you can get them. But look at the policy on financial inclusion, where we want to get this informal sector in banking or into the financial system or the financial net. It was a problem because our microfinance seems to be failing, because microfinance is a policy that has to get these people into the financial bracket. And in a way, we can get an identification for them and then also tax them. But this seems to be failing. So in a way, I would say that we need to strengthen our microfinance and then also strengthen other financial institutions where we can get this informal sector into the investment net and then also tax them on their interest or whatever activity they do with their cash. Widening tax is different from increasing tax, you know. Widening tax is a way of broadening the scope of the people you tax. But if you increase it, that is a vertical approach. If you increase it and then it's the same people that you are taxing and you keep on increasing, you overburden them. And that is where the complaints will come from. And that is why you remember when a bill went to the parliament that there should be a tax of 1% on any interest that you gain on your investment, financial investment. And the people started complaining. So the government has to back out as if they are doing us a favor. And that way, a situation where you're not being able to broaden the taxes. So broadening tax is completely different from increasing taxes. So you want to generate more. Are you going to capture those who are out of the tax net, or you are going to overburden those who are already in the tax net and then increase their taxes? It's quite problematic. So what the government is doing now, me and you, that we already find ourselves in the tax net, they keep on piling taxes on us, piling taxes. Businesses that are already being taxed, and they keep on piling taxes on them. And in the end, when it happens like that, they are likely to collapse their businesses. And then also individuals will have a worry to complain of.